Wednesday, December 6th, 2017. In the recent silence of my heart and home, I've had tremendous opportunity for introspection and worldly cogitation. Strangely, I hadn't realized the time lapsed since my last posting of November 24th. The loss of my beloved Arthur seems just like yesterday. Even as he returned home to me last Saturday, December 2nd, in ashen remains, the plaster paw print was a reminder of the connection we nurtured in the final days through the countless feet cleaning and massage treatments I spoiled him with. Boy, do I miss him. But all that to say, I've been absent here and present in reflection. For all this while, the constant thought and feeling in my spirit has been one of thanksgiving. Yes, thanksgiving, with a capital T, to denote genuine article. My heart has been overwhelmed with rhythms of thanksgiving, and it is because of so many of you in this season of loss that I find reason to celebrate with thanksgiving. To my auntie, Jovita Gross, God sent you that week before the loss, and even in all the days since, to be a distracting, healing spirit. Your insistence that I celebrate Thanksgiving with you and your new family the day before the loss was a prophecy-revealing experience. Those hours away from Arthur in celebration of Thanksgiving with familial friends will eternally inspire me to celebrate faith, love, and family in every season. I'm calling on God and the universe to show you incredible favor on Christmas Eve. To Carly Johnson Waters, your seasonal gifts have been the visual representation of the feeling of thanksgiving that overflows in my heart. That they arrived within the month of these two joyous holiday seasons and a personal season of great change for me is of tremendous God incidence. I was reminded of the great and glorious bond our families share upon the arrival yesterday of Mom and Dad's thoughtful greeting card. I'm thankful the genuine definition of family extends to Cochise and Dogwood. To Carrie Johnson and Pat Wallace Johnson, you both have only ever shown me love. And your phone messages of late have touched my heart and aided in strengthening my resolve to celebrate with Thanksgiving. Please forgive me for not answering, as I just haven't been able to muster the words for conversation. Know that I appreciate the sympathetic thoughts and prayers, even as you heal from similar loss of AJ earlier this year. To all friends, your written, spoken, and imagined thoughts on our behalf are met with tremendous thanks. I am blessed in this life's journey to have phenomenally amazing friends as family who raise me up. Thank you, Jesus. From the corner of Pierce and North Capitol Streets in Washington, D.C., this is Word on the Curb.